FCC. You say whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
You swear all you want, girl.
I like the word shoot, though. Shoot! Anyway.
I'm like an old man.
No, I was just going to say that I had a yoga class on Fridays at Hampshire. And I know I've had other Friday classes. It's just, for some reason, they just never seemed as intense as
the rest Monday of the week.
Thursday classes.
The rest of the week is just way, way more intense.
So, yeah.
So what's today? The 21st. We need to pay our electrical bill. It's the 21st today. It's October. We have 2 days to pay our electrical bill.
I can't. Okay. Wow. Anyways.
Whatever. It's the 23rd. I mean, come on. Oh, next Friday is Hampshire Halloween.
Yep.
Oh, you can see us in our real life. In real life, as are we telling you or tell them what we're going to be for Halloween?
Do we want to give it away? I mean, I kind of like the stealthiness of this whole radio.
I feel like you have a pretty distinctive voice. So I feel like
anybody hearing me talking would be like, hey, be like, that's Molly. I recognize. That's Shaq and Molly. No.
Anyway.
I kind of like speaking to people and they don't see who I am. Anyway.
There's huge windows on the yurt, dude.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think people, I mean, as you can see, look, nobody looking into the yurt.
Not right now.
Yeah, so.
All right, I will. No, I'm not going to. Well.
Yeah, I mean, but what if we don't get it together?
Well, I mean, then we just, then on Friday we just admit that we didn't get the costume together and they're amazed by what we come up with.
Or we could reveal the costume on Friday, next Friday on Hampshire Halloween when we A, know we have our shit together and B, they'll be around.
Fine. Oh, will Anna be in then?
No. Not yet. She's coming Friday in at night. 5.
Oh, at 5. Okay. Well, we would have a guest, but we don't have one.
Oh, wait, there is somebody.
There is someone looking in. Look, there he is. I can hear him walking by the window. We see you, man.
The speakers are also outside.
I know. There's more people. Oh, my God.
People watching. Anyways.
This never happens. I need, like, binoculars to watch people from in here.
Most times it's just squirrels.
I know. Squirrels and chipmunks chasing each other around.
You're
like
so
corny teenagers.
I don't know. I think it's more like territorial aggressive.
Sometimes I feel like those aren't very different things, but yeah.
Maybe.
Think about it.
Well, now I'm just thinking about S&M. Anyway.
I'm sure a lot of teenagers do that.
Maybe.
I don't know. All right, well.
Let's get going with the song.
We're going to play a song, and then we'll decide what we're going to talk about today. And.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is going to be Soldier's Grin from Wolf Parade. From, actually not, this album was released in 2008. There was actually a funny story about this. So I used to work at a radio station in Fairbanks, Alaska, another college radio station. But anyway, so we had this Wolf Mother CD that came in. And I was really excited about it because I listened to them online. I was like, oh my God, they have a full album. Woot. So we had this album and it looked really familiar to me. Like, I've seen this cover art before. I've heard these songs before. And so I go back into the back room and there's like a shit ton of CDs back there, like in the thousands, into the giant alternative section, which is another talk for another day. And anyway, so I find this, I look for Wolf Mother or Wolf Parade back there, and there's the same CD. The set, like, you know, and I'm looking at it, I was like, wait, when was this released? It was released in 2008. We had, for some reason, the record company has sent us two copies, but they'd sent them, like, 2 years apart, like, when it first came out, and then they sent us another one.
Well, you know, it's still relevant. So, I mean, like, they send people. Maybe it was like, oh, we have these leftover CDs. We're just going to send them out.
You know a clicking noise?
Yes. I can hear it even through the headphones.
What is that?
I have no clue. It sounds like a metro.
Maybe outside, maybe.
Anyway,
what was funny about that story, besides the fact there were two copies of the same CD, even though I was really excited about it coming out, is that an actual new CD came out, like, the week after that, which was actually
they're
new.
It's probably, like, they released
like building the hype.
Yeah, like, the books.
The hype. Something you probably got 2 years ago. But, wait for it. Shock. But not shock. But, oh, wait, no, there is a new CD. Like, just.
Yeah, no, it's
just
like,
seems
it's like
weird.
On TV how they, like,
but I've never
do marathons before.
The thing about that is I've never seen a record company do that before.
Oh, well, now you have. Anyways, that's a sick.
Fuck you.
Thank you. irresistible. When you get mad, it's on inside. I'm immune. I thought it was cute for you to kiss. Purple black eye, even though I caught it from you, I still think we're serious. At least that's what you said.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
This is if you just tuned in. Slash, I don't. Can I say that on the? If, since this is going out over the internet, not the radio. You're not really like tuning your. You don't tune your internet.
You don't tune your internet.
You don't.
How do you tune your internet? That sounds like some sort of dirty euphemism.
You anyway. Always make things dirty.
I'm sorry. I have an adolescent mind.
Oh,
anyways,
God. I think I what's nice. What's nice is that you don't. You're more intelligent about it. Mm-hmm. It's not just like, oh, you made a fart joke. That's hilarious. Someone talked about sex. Ha ha ha.
intellectualize it.
There's more finesse to your
euphemism.
Okay, that just makes me want to punch you in the face. But you know what I'm saying? There's a finesse.
There's a finesse to the dirtiness. Yes. Well, I try.
I know. That's nice.
Like, I mean, honestly, I don't have much finesse if I'm sitting in the corner going, like, you know, like.
It's pretty hard to have finesse when you're doing that.
I don't know.
You're hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so, ooh, not play. We don't want that. So we made a list of things we're going to talk about since we forgot when we came in here.
Don't give away our methods.
Okay, we used our brains.
I've been thinking about a few different things. We were riding the bus.
Yeah, here. It was very intellectual.
Yes.
Molly made dirty jokes. Anyway, so
we were riding the bus in.
Yeah, so something happened on the bus. Do you want to fucking tell the story?
Yes, I want to tell the story. Have you not gotten
Go! Yes. Tell the fucking story then.
Jesus. No. We were riding in the bus and we were sitting behind that little cute old lady. Now you're just pouting.
She had dandruff, by the way.
No, well, I wasn't looking that closely.
Well, I was the one sitting right behind her. So. Okay. Anyway, continue your great story.
You're so fucking pouty. Anyway, she was sitting in front of us, very kind of cute, you know, riding the bus. She pulls a stop. Bus driver just keeps driving.
She pulled it right before the stop.
But
the bus driver could have conceivably stopped.
Yeah, I mean, they could have stopped maybe a few feet ahead of the sign. But anyways. Yeah, and so it just kept driving. And I don't think the driver even noticed that.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I feel like she slowed down and then. Well, she did slow down. She slowed down a little bit, but. Maybe not to stop, maybe to kind of like deal with the incline.
Or other traffic. Yeah. So I was just thinking, you know, what do you do? I mean, because it's not like, I mean, you could yell at them. Yeah, I mean, you could yell at them, but that seems like such bad form considering that they are driving your ass around. So, I mean,
that's true.
I know they get paid to do that, and I know apparently it pays fairly well as far as campus jobs go, but still, you know, I mean, like the idea of yo chauffeur, you know.
You do pay to get on the bus.
Not for five college. I mean, I guess
I would imagine
does.
That old woman is not a five college student. Just throwing it out
it's
there.
It's a free bus, yeah. I mean, like you don't that particular bus. Like if somebody else comes on.
Don't we pay for buses through taxes?
Partially, and I think the schools probably pay PIVDA a certain amount.
Right.
So you have some kind of.
You know, it's not like you jumped in someone's car and was like, drive me around. It's like, you know, okay, I pay my taxes. I probably pay to get on the bus. Maybe not in this instance, but.
Some of my tuition funding.
Yeah, something goes into paying for this bus. I think in that situation, lights are really weird. You can, you know, be like, hey, stop the fucking bus.
But then once you go farther,
that's what I thought, it was like you go past the stop. Like it's not like she's gonna turn the bus around.
She can't like reverse back down. You know,
other traffic be damned. I'm taking this old lady home. That's what I would do. But you know,
yeah, well,
depending upon the old lady, that's why I'm not a bus driver.
There are many reasons you shouldn't be a bus driver. I mean, it's true. I feel like they have to deal with a lot of shit, and I don't want to be a person who's just like. You know, but at the same time, you do have a right to get off at your stop. That's a legitimate stop that you requested. So, you know. And then I was just wondering. I mean, how much customer service do bus drivers? I mean, are they trained to be? You know, like because if you're working,
they train it. Like, or, you know, if someone pulls the thing and you don't make it, like, what are you supposed to do? Or is it like if someone doesn't make it, then fuck them and you just keep going?
Yeah, I mean, or it's just you know, because like if you're in retail, they have like this whole thing about customer service. But, you know. Bus driver is kind of catering to customers, but at the same time, it's also like...
Can we equate them to like taxi drivers, maybe?
No, because it's also more of a state-funded thing, right?
Right.
Too. So that's so, also being like a postal. Right.
The postal worker.
I
feel like we should do research for this conversation. I don't really know.
We don't know.
But anyway. We just thought we'd put it out there and that it was something interesting to happen on the bus.
And
that
most people have probably had something like this happen because they do ride the bus.
A lot of people ride the bus. You know what's something that's, it's not, maybe it's vindictively funny. I don't know. A lot of people over here, and I didn't know, it's funny to me because I didn't know this and I'm only bringing it up because I didn't know this and blah, blah, blah. But a lot of people don't know how to drive over here.
Yeah, no. That's interesting that...
It's very weird.
I know a lot
of
people...
Well, it's weird because, like, everyone that I know knows how to drive.
Yeah, pretty much in Fairbanks a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the time you get to like 18, 19. Well,
yeah. Yeah. Unless you have like, you know, a plan because you don't want to do the, what is that? The learner's permit thing for like six.
Oh, right. Like, yeah. There's this learner's permit.
If you get your license after you're 18, you don't have to do the learner's permit provisional license thing.
Which is saves you some time and money.
Yeah. It's just kind of like irritating that you have to drive around with an adult all the time. But at the same time. I don't know. But the fact that people don't know how to drive is just very interesting to me. I mean, it makes sense because there's so much public transportation, but I can't imagine not being able to drive.
If you live in a city.
Because I like driving a lot.
Like, if you live in a city, a large city, yeah. or a moderately large city, and there's that yeah. much traffic, you're probably in a lot more danger
yeah, driving and learning to drive. Yeah.
You know, in that environment. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you may not get any place that much quicker in a car just given
right,
the traffic
right.
So
I mean I understand people don't know how to drive.
It is weird because it's almost yeah. like, you know, somebody said they didn't know the order of the colors of the rainbow to me, you know, like the red, orange, yellow, green, that kind
of
order.
Thing last night about the planets. You didn't know the planets.
Didn't know the planet. Well, I mean, you know,
but anyway, we'll talk about that later. But anyway, yeah, there's yeah. things that you would think people would know, but I'm sure there are things like that
or
that
how
both
to,
of us
how to
don't
write
know
a check. You know,
yeah.
It's very
well.
And they also have those like boxes.
There are labels. There like, are, like, put your labels. Name here.
Name, date, signature, you
right.
know.
Amount. Who's it for? Yeah. It seems like it'd be but at the same time, you've never done it before.
I guess it could be.
But I don't think driving is one of those things where it's like things are labeled. It's not like this is the steering wheel. This is what you turn to, you know.
Yeah.
Turn the car.
And even
these are
so
brakes.
There are
this
these,
is, you know.
Yeah. Still I know people who don't know how to do either of those. Or do their taxes, which is are much
taxes
more
are kind of like a,
complicated. I mean, it's a
it's
gray
not
area.
Like writing a check. That's for sure. Well, it is like writing a check, but it's not like writing a check.
Oftentimes, it is accompanied by writing a check.
Oh, taxes! Anyway, taxes, we'll talk about that in April. We're not playing that song. Is actually really irritating to me.
Oh yeah, no, I totally.
So, like when they played that at that concert, it's just like, oh god, really? It's like those. It's like the Got Privilege shirts. It really irritates me.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because I think it's stupid. But anyway, I feel like I'm going to get shot now.
No,
Hampshire campus, you don't like privilege shirts. That girl, we're going to get her. That's on the bus. She's going to get paintballed. In red, white, and blue. All right, so.
Yeah, I don't think we're all that patriotic here.
I think that if I went out there and yelled, I hate Got Privilege shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Depending upon the timing, maybe like in front of the library.
Mm-hmm. Or like, who cares about privilege? If you had a sign yeah. that who cares about privilege, that might
probably
get
beaten up. I mean,
like,
I think that and that's ridiculous.
Blah,
blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so bus customer service, yes.
Check. Do you want to cross that off the list?
Yes, we should. You gave away our secret.
Yeah.
Now everyone knows we make lists. Why, Molly, why? Yeah, that's right.
I'm not even going to qualify that. With
all right. So, okay. Well, this last weekend we watched, well, we spread it out. We didn't actually glom onto it like we did the first season. Yeah, we watched the second season of Northeastern Exposure.
Yeah.
obviously, we're not enthused by this activity.
Not too enthused about the show now as a whole. I mean,
it wasn't horrible, but there were moments where it was like, oh, my God. Oh my god, did that really just happen?
Okay, yeah.
Mainly in the end of the second season, but.
Yeah. Well, I
like,
mean.
There was just like the whole episode.
Okay.
The whole last episode was ridiculous.
Okay. There was this character named Shelley, for those of you guys who don't know. And she is like 18, 19.
She's probably 19 now.
Maybe 19 by now, but when she started out, she was 18. And she'd be living with this guy who's like 60.
He's 40 years older than she is.
Yes. It's a big age difference. Anyways.
It's not one I would ever want to approach.
For at least when the show starts, she's actually been living with him for a while. So probably from around the age 16 or 17, having sex with, like, he must have been late 50s at the time, which is kind of like, ugh. And nobody in this show really acknowledges how weird that is.
Say
like,
about it?
No, he doesn't. He does
really?
Not.
Nobody?
No. Nobody says well, anything
about
that.
And what's funny
about
this is one of the only relationships in the show that's like this, and yet no one says anything about it.
Yeah, that's lasted until you get to the last season, or the last episode of the second season.
They have their fight.
And she gets mad at him because they don't really talk the way he talks with some of his other friends.
Well, and that woman from Nome,
yeah, was a
shows
lot
up
older,
an old friend, and they're and like, they're, oh, the old they days, have like this buddy blah, 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 blah.
She realizes she doesn't really talk like that with Holly, and so she gets really pouty. And finally, at the very end, he's like, well, you can only talk so much.
Well, she goes through the whole 50s. Remember, this is an important part of the story because she's really angry. And she does a lot of research on the 50s. She does
his
a lot.
Era.
She yeah, probably his heyday. Uh-huh. That was mean. I'm sorry. Anyway, so she does all this research. She makes a specific meal from the 50s. She dresses up. She does her hair, which honestly she does anyway, but it's just a different style than she's used to. Blah, blah, blah. He doesn't really appreciate it. He feels awkward. Why are you doing this? And then...
Later, she gets really annoyed. She tells him, we never talk about these things. We never actually have real talks. And he proceeds to tell her, and I'm summarizing here.
But it was about, that it wasn't like I'm, it was like
you can only talk for so
over.
Long. And then after that, you know, and basically said, he says, I don't want you for your mind. I want you for your body.
He says that. Like, those are his exact words.
And then she looks at him all doe-eyed and is like, really? You do, Holling? And
it makes
yes.
me so happy.
And then they
you
hug
have
and
your
kiss and
brainless
make
brainless children.
Yep. So he just, you know, and the funny thing is I'm wondering is, you know, in the next 10 oh, years, God. Which
I'm
maybe he'll
he dies.
Maybe he'll live to 70.
Hopefully not.
You know, by at least by that time, she'll be older and less, you know,
an idiot.
Perky. No, I mean just generally
perky. Oh, perky. Literally.
So,
literally
know,
perky.
Literally. And no what is he going to give her then?
You know? He'll probably dump her and be like, I just don't like your body anymore. And she'll be like, oh, I'm so sad.
And again,
blah,
what
70-year-old
man would be able to get a 16-year-old girl? Aside from Hugh Hefner, which that's a whole other conversation.
That's different, though.
He's got
Holling doesn't even have any culture or anything going for him.
And Hugh Hefner does?
Well, he's got the culture of the Playboy Bunny thing.
That's true.
See?
I wouldn't call that culture.
Okay, that...
Maybe...
group
cultural retardation anyway
no I think that anyway we're not gonna get into that so anyway he doesn't have Holling doesn't have any of that going for him and he makes that statement and it's like the whole conversation is over like oh you want me for my body I'm totally okay with that
mm-hmm. And how is that particularly Alaskan I know there's a lot of Alaskan stereotypes
but that
the whole like
that yeah, was ridiculous
the kind like, of illegal statutory rape type of thing. Not
she,
stereotypically.
Do we know that she was younger than 18 for part of that? She
yeah,
was. Yeah.
She
yeah.
Was.
So that is statutory rape, actually. Yeah.
But apparently, Alaskans don't care about that.
We don't care about rape. Mm-hmm. That's where children come from.
I feel like this is like our chance as Alaskans to just rant about like we're real people. Anyway.
We are. Anyway, we're real people right here. We are physically in the yurt.
Oh, we didn't even have that on the list. This was a total tangent.
We're talking about the
second season.
The second season. That happened. What else happened? Oh, the thing happened with Lightfeather. That was hilarious.
What?
Remember the girl that what's his face was really into? He was like in love with her and
she's
just
God.
Like a lusty idiot. Like and I mean this in that not that she was like Shelley, where she's, you know, just doesn't have a lot going on up there. This is a different version of doesn't have a lot going on up there. This is like, I don't even know how to explain Lightfeather.
She's just incredibly horny.
She's like a horny.
She's a horn dog, man. I mean,
it was really creepy, honestly. She always had gum, so she was like chewing with her mouth open. Was like, so, what about my poem, my letter, I want another one. I need another one. It's just like, oh my God.
Yeah. I felt so, I didn't feel that sorry for him, but I almost am like, God, he's going to get clobbered.
He's going to, yeah. I don't even know what she's going to do. She's probably going to eat him or something. Yeah. Oh yeah. He kept, what's his name again?
Ed.
God. Ed is also an idiot. There's a lot of dumb people on the show.
Ed the horse.
It's probably about that level of intelligence. So, anyway, I forgot what I was going to say.
About the cast.
Oh, about the... he kept bringing up all these, you know... He had sex for the first time with Lightfeather, and she was really excited. She still had her gum, by the way. And so, anyway, he's like, Ah, I didn't know it was going to be that good. And he starts in on this story about, he broke his leg or something like that.
And he used to stick a twig down there and scratch it.
And he's like, yeah. And I thought that felt good. But this feels really good.
Or it's like, this is something else. Or I don't know. Anyway, yeah.
But he kept bringing up things like that. Or like, you know, when I had... It was like what you brought up when he saw Alien for the first time, and everyone said it was good, and then he saw it, and then he watched it 3 times in a row because it was just that good. But he even said, did you ever hear about masturbation?
I mean, it was like,
I don't know. I would imagine his mental capacity does not include masturbation.
Maybe it's a taboo subject in Alaska.
Yeah, no one masturbates. Wrong. We have no kittens in Alaska. Every time you masturbate, God kills a kitten.
Oh. I was like, what the hell is that going to? Okay.
Yeah, that's an inside joke. Okay, so there's a magnet at Molly's work that said, it had a cute kitten, and it said, every time you masturbate, God kills a kitten.
And then I texted you that.
While I was driving, also.
From Dawson, actually, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is in Canada?
Yes, it is. It's actually Dawson City, but yes.
Dawson City, okay.
Yeah, when I was driving back in. I actually felt really awkward sharing that with people in the car because I wasn't really sure if I was the only one that did that or like, because I know that Zoe doesn't. Sorry, that's now over the radio. Someone in Alaska doesn't, and it was an issue that we had talked about. And then it's not that no one knows who that is. She's not listening. Anyway,
let's hope
it doesn't matter. No one knows this. So there's individuals who don't masturbate, and it's weird when talking to people who don't masturbate. People that do, just because. It seems like a lot of people, either they're like, oh my god, yeah, I like masturbating. People are like, I just don't really do it. It's like,
I have
never met
anybody who's actually said, oh, I just don't like masturbating.
Well, it's not, she just, I don't like orgasms. They're just boring.
They're just a little overwhelming.
It's so passe. No orgasm.
I've evolved past the orgasm. Honestly,
I'm too cool to orgasm. See, that seems... No, I don't know if that seems like a...
That's a little too, like...
I think that's too much. It almost seems a little hipster, doesn't it? Too cool.
No, that sounds like some sort of Zen master thing. I'm beyond the orgasm. I'm just that enlightened. I'm sorry.
Anyway, but it's like talking... It's... I don't know. It's like they just don't really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I just don't masturbate. And you're like, what? Oh, my God, you don't? And they're like, no, I just don't.
Yeah, no, I don't say what, oh my god, you do. I'm like, okay.
No, I didn't say what, like, oh my god, but I was like, really? It's like, yeah, I don't really do that. I'm like, oh. Huh. One less frustration in your life.
I don't think masturbation is particularly frustrating to me.
Yeah, but when you're not in the right place, like, oh, I'm in class right now. Not a good time.
Okay, well.
That's what I mean.
So you think, okay, that's the difference. That's different. That's
what is that?
Being horny and then masturbating. There's two different things. I can understand being horny.
Okay, no, I'm saying
that's
that.
That's frustrating sometimes, but not masturbating. Never been like, you know,
I feel like this conversation has taken the turn. You were talking about it. You didn't want this to become personal. This has become personal.
No, it's so voluntary. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I don't think you're voluntarily horny. I think that's
I think it's frustrating when you can't, when you don't, like, yeah, you're not in the right place at the right time kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's frustrating in that if you didn't think about it, it wouldn't be frustrating.
Yeah. And I guess it would be frustrating if you're trying and it didn't work for you, but then that's
just your own fault, though. So, anyway, we're going to play a song now. What song do you want to play, Shotgun?
Well, Klondike. That just sounds weird to me. Anyway, Seven Nation Army. I've been craving some white stripes. No, I've been craving this particular song. Mm-hmm. So I figured, yay, why not?
So does this relate to the song you were thinking of playing after this, as far as thematically, or did you just turn it on?
No, I did not.
Did I?
I don't know. Anyway, have fun. It's White Stripes, Seven Nation Army.
If you don't know it, you're an idiot.
No.
Army.
time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. And a message coming from my eyes says, leave it alone.
Thank you.
It's about 15 minutes to 3, otherwise known as 2:45. This is Northeastern Exposure with Klondike Cat and Shotgun Molly.
Yeah, and yeah. We hate advertising. Anyways.
I didn't say what radio station it was. I didn't say where we are. I mean.
Oh, just like, hey, this is us. You're listening to us. Kind of awkward. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
I think it is just you.
Yes, we all right, do. So. We know this to be true.
Anyways. Yeah, we do.
So, yeah, we were just, well, we were talking about masturbation, which was a tangent. I don't think we really, like.
I didn't mean to go on it. It just kind of happened, so. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. You guys
just kind of happened.
How often is it like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm. So, what you were hearing, the first thing was Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes. And then the next was The Dead Weather, which is a band that Jack White is in. And that was,
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you. And that's from Sea of Cowards, the album.
Yeah, that came out this last, maybe last fall?
It's been about a year.
Last winter, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Yep.
I've just been listening to that, and it's just a wonderful, evolution of Jack White's kind of musical. Mm-hmm. And then Alison Mosshart is just amazing.
Yep.
Love her voice. She's also the lead singer for The Kills. So.
Well, they share it.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, they know. On
she does
both
sing
those,
a lot, but she doesn't. It's she's not like
for The Kills
the only singer. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay, I get that. Just,
yeah. Okay, anyway, whatever.
Anyways.
So we thought of that song because.
Oh yeah, we watched what movie? We watched that. We watched Crazy Stupid Love. It was like this rom-com that came out in the summer, and we finally got around to watching it.
Because we have Wi-Fi now.
Woo!
it's bad. I watched Bones this morning, and we watched television last night, and it's not.
Sherlock.
It's a Holmes. Trap. It's just a trap.
Yeah, internet, really. I mean,
but it's, I don't know. I haven't made my mind. Anyway, so.
Yeah, no.
We watched this movie.
The song came up, and I was like, damn, this is a good song, so. That was my obsession with it. But the movie was pretty, I mean, both of us weren't sure whether we liked it or not. Like, we liked the comedy. We
there
liked
were
a
moments.
Lot of the characters.
But
the
as a whole?
The variance of the plot was great, but altogether, it was just like, I don't know if we really liked this or not.
It seemed kind
of
empty.
Empty.
Yeah. Sorry, I just burped.
By all means, you know, if we can talk about masturbation, I'm sure you can burp.
Can we? Can we really?
Can you really burp? I don't know.
I have really pitiful burps, though. I mean, I'm sure no one even heard
Not
that.
Not impressive at all. You just feel, like, insufficient.
Inferiority complex.
Yes.
I don't know how that would work out with burping, but whatever. Anyway, actually, I do. That's gross. Anyway, so
I don't know what you're thinking about because I really have.
Anyway, so we saw this. We watched the movie, and I don't know. I mean, there were, like I said, there were parts that I liked, but at the same time, it seemed like as a whole, the story was kind of empty.
Well, yes, because they had a little bow on it in the end. Although the 18-year-old was too girl easy. Giving the naked pictures to the 14-year-old boy.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was weird. I would never do that. I mean,
that was like a weird quirk.
Yeah, there's this.
It was like the hamburger phone.
He was 13, actually. He was 13.
Yeah.
And I'm almost 14. 13.
She got him masturbating, by the way.
Nothing is playing.
Dude. What?
What?
Well, that's whoa. That's the speakers.
How about now, Sam? Sam Bortle?
Hello. It's having us. Look, it says check that. We get the headphones on.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay, well maybe we're not having technical difficulties. We'll see what happens.
How about now? No.
It's all on.
Both it.
I don't know.
Somebody just our wonderful fan. Maybe
the one fan.
our one fan.
She says she can't hear anything.
Says she can't hear anything.
That's weird.
Super.
That's
weird.
The speakers, man. Those aren't doing anything.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that'll turn it up.
I don't know. Anyway, so
we're gonna continue talking.
Yeah. So. Oh, something happened.
Nope. Still what? No sound.
I think we should keep talking. Personally, well, let's play some. So. Let's. If anyone actually hears us, we're gonna play some music, mm-hmm. and hopefully, mm-hmm. that will.
Yeah.
We'll figure out what's going on. All right. Well, whatever. We'll be right back.
Thank you. the pond, a beautiful blonde waits for me. Just say the word and I'll be there. I'll fly like a bird. We can travel through the air.
Which may not be anybody.
May just be us. So we may be having some technical issues. Text messages have shown up that says that people can't hear anything. So
yeah. But you're listening to Northeastern Exposure. Anyway,
it's about 8 minutes after three.
Six.
Six.
Anyway, so our time
is over. Yeah.
Yep. Come back next time.
On Friday.
For a further session.
Woo!
Anyway.
We'll talk about Halloween. We'll
hopefully not masturbating.
Hopefully not. Well, if it's needed, we can do that too.
But I mean, you know, it sounds like we'll be doing that here. No.
This is one of those places I don't really think I could do that here. It's kind of cold in here too, so.
Yeah.
It's kind of a very, anyway,
yeah,
whatever.
That's
an open space.
Anyway.
It's an open space. You would also be here, and I don't really think I want to do that.
No. No.
Really. So what we're going to do is apparently turn it back onto the computer and figure out what the hell's going on.
Yep. But it's been wonderful.
Have a good weekend.
What have you been playing, FYI?
What? Oh.
More the Dead Weather.
Yeah, we played More Dead Weather from that same album. I played a song from, Delicate Steve.
See, that sounds dirty to me. Anyway.
It sounds cute. Anyway, a song called Elephants, and then the next song that I played was Meet Me in the Garden from Dent May and His Magnificent Ukulele, which is from a Pace CD, like, years ago.
Yeah, that also sounds dirty to me. Maybe it's just a dirty day. Anyway,
You are a dirty day.
Ha, ha. That was so original. Anyway.
I don't think anyone's ever, have you ever had someone say, you're a dirty day? No. No one's ever said that to you.
That's like your mom quote, or she said, that's what she said quote. You know, anyway.
I don't think anyone specifically ever said, you're a dirty day, though. See? Original, but not.
We're
done.
I can't protest. Okay. Yeah, but thanks for listening, for those of you who could. This was Northeastern Exposure. Catch you next Friday.
Product placement. You gave me shit about that earlier.
We're not a product. I will not be commodified. Anyway.
Too late.
Okay.
All right, we're going to turn the
Your
master back on. Bye.
All right, we're going to turn the
Your master back on. Bye.
All right, we're going to turn the
Okay.
Okay.